Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mind Gravity Podcast. I'm your host, Rohan Handa. This episode is part of the Mind Gravity Podcast's Weekend Food for Thought series. Here, I will talk about a subject of interest that allows us to shift our minds to reflect on things that are larger than just our day-to-day and our busy work life. It provides a pause for our minds to think outside our proverbial box. On today's episode, we will talk about the cost of wasting our free time. So let's go. An American sociologist by the name Robert Park had noted that it is in the improvident use of our leisure, I suspect, that the greatest waste of American life occur. Robert Park clearly did not envision the internet, the apps, and the binge-watching culture that accompanies us wherever we go. But won't he be completely in disarray and shock? This is not true just for America or Americans. This is a global truth now. The funny thing is, people generally, like you and me, long to leave our workplaces and get home, ready to put the misery of our days and weeks behind us, ready to put our hard-earned free time to good use. But do we actually really do that? More often than not, we have no idea of what to do with it or with whom, if you're single. You might call me a sadist, but the reality is the jobs are much, much easier to enjoy than free time, something that we long so much for. It's not ironic if you think about it. Our job is like a game. There are clear goals. There are KPIs or key performance indicators. We have clear feedback. You're doing well, Rohan, or well, you need to improve or get fired. And of course, built-in challenges that keep us running, in this case, the game running, for the company's good and our own. All of this encourages us to become involved in the day-to-day of our work. Now let's take free time. For the most of us, it is completely unstructured. The mind is wandering in different directions to look for experiences that will give the maximum amount of dopamine hit with the least amount of effort and rise of cortisol levels. But that seldom happens. It requires much more effort to be shaped into something that can really be enjoyed by us. That's why it is important to fill our time, our free time, with recreation and leisure. It is what provides us a structure. Hobbies are activities that demand skill, habits that set goals and limits, personal interests, especially inner discipline, help to make leisure what it is supposed to be, a chance to enjoy, a chance for recreation. But on the whole, we miss the opportunity to enjoy leisure even more thoroughly than we do with work time. As you know, a massive experience economy is on the rise and continues to provide and lure individuals to experience new things. Things that tingle, spark joy, and arouse curiosity. But currently, an average American spends almost 5.5 hours a day on their phone. Excessive use of the internet and mobile devices have been linked to the increased rates of anxiety and depression, as well as interpersonal conflict. Our current experience with technology is not making us happy. At all. We spend hours binging. A Netflix user on an average spent 50 minutes a day on the platform in 2019. Alcohol abuse and consumption have increased 70% across the globe in 2019. That's not taking into account the current pandemic. You should Google that. When people disconnect, whether it's for an afternoon or a week-long retreat, it leaves a space in which a person is usually occupied by the stimulation of social media. When this happens, embodied experiences offer a sense of novelty, adventure, and above all, physicality. Immersing yourself in nature, sweating alongside other people in a workout, and experiencing direct physical contact with your environment with no filter brings reprieve from an everyday reality that's become increasingly mediated by technology. Instead of making music, we listen to platinum records cut by millionaire musicians. Instead of making art, we go and admire paintings that were brought and bought in the highest bids at the latest auction. We do not run risks acting on our beliefs, but occupy hours and hours and hours each day, each passing day, watching actors who pretend to have adventures, but are engaged in a mock meaningful action. Does that really give you pleasure? Does that really fill up what you're really longing for? The vicarious participation is able to mask, at least for that particular moment, the underlying hollowness and emptiness of wasted time. But don't you think this is really pale substitute for attention invested in real challenges? The joy and experience one attains from applying skills leads to mental and emotional growth. Passive entertainments, where does that lead us? Nowhere at all. Humans as a race, we're probably the most wasteful beings on this planet. Because I've never seen a bee rest or colonies of ants not plan their next lure or build. They're always on the move, trying to fill up their every waking second, doing something. Collectively, we as humans are wasting each year the equivalent of millions of years of human consciousness. We should ask other species, I guess, if they need any spare. We have a lot to give. The energy that could be used to focus on complex goals, to concentrate and provide enjoyable growth, is aimlessly squandered and wasted on patterns of stimulation that only mimic reality. This is absurd. Flaunting one's status or wealth or high culture is nothing but the parasites of our minds and our society. We should end it, right? Am I just speaking to myself here? Well, clearly I am, but I'm just starting to like the voice of it. But anywho, all of this absorbs so much of our psychic and mental energy without providing any substantive return on the investment. This not only leaves us more exhausted, but also more disheartened than before. Loneliness, substance abuse, depression, anxiety. Aren't they all the byproducts of mishandling of free time? It's worth thinking, guys and girls, that most jobs and many recreational activities, and especially the ones that involve mass consumption of media, are not designed to make us happy or strong or live better or have better experiences. They have one and one goal only, to make money for someone else. The overlords of our current society, the Googles, the Netflix, the Amazons, the Facebooks, are all nothing but rent seekers, draining the pockets as well as the psychic energy without providing much in return and making us a consumption economy. But the good news is, just like everything else, work and leisure can be appropriated for our needs. So with that, I'll leave you for the weekend to think and ponder on it. Find ways to enjoy work and not waste your time. That way, I think I'm sure we all will end up feeling that our lives as a whole have become much more worthwhile. Namaste.